My name is Mahogany L. Brown. I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow. I'm going to be reading a part of I Remember Death by its proximity to what I love. I remember death by its proximity to what I love the most. And the most never looks like freedom, not really. So perfect, bow, and complete. But the argument of freedom is not as clean as the driven snow. Not pure. There is blood and history there. Freedom is a container of blood and a living document. It is unanswered question, remarkable position of positioning, evergreen in the chase towards its promise, unchanging coordinates, accessible to barren land. Prison lacks the imagination. It is a constant undoing of our humanity, a trophic muscle where freedom is a hopeful star. Dream of a memory so close, the long wisp of a forgotten breath, steel bars of unease, consistent qualms, mounting absence. I remember death by its proximity to what I love, because incarceration promises everyone it touches. You will not be the same. 22 years of prison is an off balance of a dance towards your humanity, away from true living, uncertain chaos, destruction of filament and family. Life and love are sometimes synonymous, sometimes not. San Quentin ain't got a skyline to dream about, but my uncle's pride in my ability to recover from an ankle twist on a slab of broken concrete makes it seem so. They say I play pickup games like I've been to the pen. I smirk, a double dribble skipping across my mistaken face. 20 years later, a solar system rids a planet, makes itself a new moon to rock the tides. Still, the barbed wire and shotguns work like clock clicks, and my father still doesn't know how many times I've challenged death. The COVID-19 that spread across my chest. My breathing so close to an island submerged in fluid. I stuttered awake on the 11th night. I wept until the cold medicine carried me back to sleep. The sickness lies. A boundaryless wretch. It was the most American thing I've ever felt. Secure in my home and still dying from the heat of capitalism. They are reopening the world after the planet tried to reset itself. And the prisons are still packed with people afraid to believe in redemption. Racist adjacent smiles forgive white collar crimes as hedge funds funnel into protective custody. A static of dispatch, the walls clean with other men's teeth. Antibody tests smell like Henrietta Lacks coming back to remind us of what happens when you trust a house of poachers. They call us ungovernable. The way we picket and protest, this morning is a reminder. Steel bars don't melt with silence. The people behind bars are captives of war. The people behind bars are captives of war. The people stolen into camps and cages stretch beyond the steel and unshakable whispered tremors are collectivity. I want to go home. I want to hold my daughter. I want to see my mother one last time. There ain't no poem in that.